This is Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. There was a huge break in the Moscow homicides case last week. So today we have Lauren Patterson here in the studio to talk about what has happened and what happens next. Welcome, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
The nation has had its eyes on Moscow, Idaho, since these slayings happened in November. So can you just brief us on the case and what has happened up until this point?
Yes, Mary Ellen. The victims were Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Zaina Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin. On the evening of November 12th, 2022, Kaylee and Madison were out at one of our local bars and left to go home around 1:30. They stopped at a food truck, then called a ride and made it home. Zaina and Ethan were spotted at a University of Idaho fraternity that night. They're believed to have arrived at the residence at 1:45 a.m. The two surviving roommates had also been out that night, but they came home around 1 a.m. and slept in the next day. On Sunday, November 13th, the surviving roommates called some friends because they couldn't wake their roommates up. Multiple people spoke with the 911 dispatcher before Moscow police arrived on the scene. When the officers entered the residence, they found two victims on the second floor and two victims on the third floor.
A suspect in this case was arrested in Pennsylvania in late December. Now, we cannot say whether or not the suspect is guilty yet because he hasn't stood trial, but what do we know about him?
The suspect is Brian Koberger. He's 28 years old and has just finished his first semester as a PhD student at Washington State University's Criminal Justice Program. He returned to Philadelphia during the holiday break. He finished his classes that semester after the killings took place.
Okay, so since these murders happened in November, the rumor mill online, on campus, in town, it's been churning over time. Lots of speculation, theories, people pointing fingers at each other, but it doesn't seem like Koberger's name ever came up. Do we know anything about him, his connection to the victims? Has there been any information about his alleged motives?
Well, like you said, the rumors are swirling, but nothing yet. It remains unclear at this point. We might know more when details are released following his court appearance in Idaho.
Where does this case go from here?
A hearing just took place. Koberger waived his right to an extradition hearing in a Pennsylvania court, speeding up his transfer to Idaho, where he will stand trial. There are no details yet on that. Reportedly, it's something law enforcement is tight-lipped about due to security concerns. But I want to talk a little bit more about the case as we're entering a new phase now. Right now, Moscow PD is feeling confident. They have a suspect, but they're proceeding with caution. Koberger, as of right now, does not have defense counsel in Idaho, though he does have counsel in Pennsylvania. Law enforcement have been doing their work under tremendous public scrutiny and pressure. They have received criticism over their public statements on the investigation, particularly around the lack of information shared to the community. But investigators say the community itself has been very supportive of their efforts, and much of the criticism is actually coming from outside of the community. Once the suspect lawyers up and the two sides enter discovery, both sides get to comb through all the evidence. We don't know yet what's going to be scrutinized and what is going to make it to trial or be thrown out. It is important to remember that there is no verdict yet. Koberger still has the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. There are concerns right now that the huge spotlight on this case could make it challenging to select a jury pool.
This attack happened at an off-campus house near the U of I campus. The alleged perpetrator was a WSU student. So these universities are very close together, and now both communities are picking up the pieces. What has both schools' responses been?
U of I released a general statement about the arrest via email and included they do not appear to have any record of Koberger. Again, no motive has been released by law enforcement. The university said it's a relief for our community and the families and that they're grateful for the hard work of law enforcement. Counseling will continue to be available this semester to campus, classes in self-defense, vigilance, stalking awareness, healthy relationships, and more, as well as the distribution of personal safety devices. That is all going to continue as planned. WSU also released a statement. They mentioned the brief of the arrest. And then Elizabeth Chilton, chancellor of the WSU Pullman campus and WSU provost, said, quote, "On behalf of the WSU Pullman community, I want to offer my sincere thanks to all of the law enforcement agencies that have been working tirelessly to solve this crime. This horrific act has shaken everyone in the Palouse region," unquote.
Well, thank you, Lauren. You can find links to past reporting on this case at nwpb.org. We will have them under this interview, which you can find in the Northwest News section.